We're doing in Yaakov, we're up to page Nun Hey in Tractate Shabbos, and we're up to a very, very interesting sugya. The Talmud is now going to discuss an elementary concept in Jewish philosophy. Amar Rav Ami, who was a disciple in Israel, he was one of the rabbis, the Amoraim, who were in Israel, he said, Ein mita belo chet. No one dies without transgressing. A person will only die if he's transgressed. Ve'en yisurin belo avon. And no one suffers in this world unless they've done something purposely wrong. So the Gemara is going to challenge that. But the first statement, the opening line in this piece of Talmud is, people don't die unless they've transgressed. People don't suffer unless they've willfully sinned. Asks the Gemara, and mitab lochet, really? No one dies without transgressing? V'aktiv, the verse says, hanef shachtet hitamut, en yisurin belo avon, dichtiv. So we have a verse that seems to support it. One verse says, the soul that has transgressed will die. So that verse certainly sounds like it's supporting the idea. The next source, it says, people only suffer if they've willfully sinned, because the verse says in Psalms, "Ufakati b'shevet pisham uben geim avonam," I punish them for their transgressions. That's I hit them with a staff over what they've done wrong. So he brings us a concept, he brings us a source, and now the Gemara is going to challenge it. Meitive, question asked the Gemara, we have a Tanakh source that says the following, Amru malachei asharet lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The angels in heaven, they asked, the Holy One, blessed be He. Ribono shel olam, Master of the world, mipnei ma kanasta mita al adam harishon. They asked Him, why did you tax man with death? Adam, the first man, why did you tax him with death? Amar lahem, Hashem answered, mitzvah kala tzivitiv, I commanded him a very light mitzvah, v'avav aleh, and he transgressed it. Amru leh, v'alo Moshe v'aron shekimu kol ha-Torah kula v'meitu. The angel said, but Moshe and Aaron, they kept the whole Torah. They died. Amar lahem, mikre echad latzadik v'larasha. The verse says, same thing happens to the pious, to the wicked. Everyone dies. That's the way I created the world. So that medrash sounds like, the quote we just quoted, that the angel said Moshe and Aaron did not deserve to die. And Hashem says, you're right, that's how I created the world. They didn't deserve to die, but now that I've taxed the world with that, everyone's going to die. So that certainly sounds like people die even though they don't deserve it. You see, the angels asked Hashem, why Moshe and Aaron have to die? And Hashem says, that's just the way I created the world. So answers the Gemara, Hudama ki haitana. Well, he's going with a different Tanakh opinion. Detanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar omer. Meaning this Brisa said that really Moshe and Aaron did not deserve to die. Even though we just read in Parshas Chukas that they hit the rock, and Hashem says that's why you won't enter the land of Israel, but that doesn't mean they have to die. So the Medrash is telling us they died because Hashem created a world where people die. They did not deserve it. So the Gemara is saying, yeah, but when Rav Ami said people only die if they deserve it, he was going with a different opinion. This argument of whether people die because they deserve it or people die because that's how Hashem created the world, well, it dates back to the Tanakh period. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar omer. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar is a late Tana. We have Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. We know him, Rashbi. He's a disciple of Rabbi Akiva. So he's post-Second Temple period, right? Rabbi Akiva is the period of Bar Kokhba after the Second Temple. His disciple is Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. His father was the wealthy philanthropist known as Yochai. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai has a son named Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Shimon, who was also a big Talmud Chacham. He's the one who was in the cave with him, Rabbi Elazar. And he has a son, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. So Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar is the grandson of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. So we're talking about one of the latest generations of Tanoim, the period of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar omer, Af Moshe v'Aaron bechatam metu. Even Moshe and Aaron only passed away because of their transgressions. Shenemar, as the verse says, we just read it 2 weeks ago in the parsha. Yan lo emantem bi, being that you did not have faith in me, whatever that means, you didn't sanctify me. That's why you won't enter the land of Israel. What do we infer from that verse? Hahe mantembi. Had you had the faith you should have had in me, adayin lo yigeh zmanchem nipater min haolam. Your time hadn't yet come. So from there we infer that they also died because of what they did wrong. So that's who Ravami is going with. Ravami is going with the opinion that even Moshe and Aaron only passed away because of what they did wrong. Meitivei. The Gemara says, I'll ask you another question. Very famous Braisa says like this, Alba metu bet yoshen lachash. There are four people that only passed away because of the transgression that Eve did because of the serpent, because of the snake. There are four people who never transgressed anything that made it worthy for them to die. Who are they? Veiluhen, Binyamin ben Yaakov, Benjamin, the 12th of the tribes, the son of Jacob. Amram avi Moshe, Amram the father of Moshe. Yishai avi David, Jesse the father of David. And Kilav ben David, and Kilav the son of David, David's son from Avigail. Vekulu gmara, all of them we have on tradition, Lebam Yishai avi David, except for Yishai the son of the father of David, which we have a verse for, which we'll see Bezrat Hashem next week. So the Gemara is now questioning, how could you say people only die because of their transgression? Here you see a source that people die. There are four people who died, even though they did nothing wrong. So that's our topic here. Do people only die because of what they did wrong? How are we supposed to view the world? The Gemara isn't even asking yet, why do children die? And the Gemara hasn't even approached that yet.
Perceptions in life totally opposed to that. I mean, there's no relation we see between